Well, hey there, marketers. I just wanted to jump in real quick before we start today's episode. I wanted to explain that this is an excerpt out of one of the lessons inside my Proposal Pro course. You see, I built this course originally way back in 2019, and a lot has changed since then. So I'm going to be working behind the scenes to completely revamp, re-record, and make this course even better. But there was still some really good nuggets inside the course, so I wanted to share those with you. So this is all about getting buy-in. And sprinkled throughout the Proposal Pro course, I have these little mindset shifts or hacks or lessons to help keep you motivated when you're trying to make big changes at your firm. So this lesson talks about the topic of getting buy-in. Often proposal pros share that even though they set up a proposal plan or schedule, that it's often ignored. So I use this lesson to talk a little bit further about this idea of getting buy-in and to provide you some advice around the topic, some things you can do and put in your mind to start taking action today. Okay, without further ado, here's the episode. Hey there, welcome to the Marketers Take Flight podcast. I am your host, Lindsay Diven, founder of Marketers Take Flight and the creator of the Proposal Pro course. I am obsessed with helping AEC marketers just like you put order back into the proposal process, create winning strategies, and build the confidence and courage to advance your career. Each week, I will be sharing tangible and tactical advice and inspiring interviews to fly through the proposal turbulence and have your career take off. So let's dive right in. The topic of getting buy-in. Often proposal pros share that even though they set up a proposal plan or schedule, that it's often ignored. I wanted to pause here to talk about this a bit further and provide some advice around this topic. This way your mind is in the right place before you begin to take action. The first thing I want to do is to challenge your mindset. We talked about this in module one, where we talked about your position as a proposal manager. Thinking of yourself as a leader manager, you are leading change. You are leading action by taking action. You are being an example and encouraging others to take action. Often, we have internal scripts running through our minds as we approach a new proposal or try to implement a new process. These internal scripts are the stories you tell yourself about the task at hand. Often, what I see from marketers can be called a victim mindset. These types of internal scripts you tell yourself are, someone else is preventing me from doing my job, or I can't do my job or finish this proposal because of someone else. When you run these internal scripts through your mind, you feel powerless, and this isn't good. This can make you dread or even hate your proposal work. Even worse, it makes you resent or dislike the person that is stopping you. However, what you can do is to take charge of this. You can make some mindset shifts in how you approach your work. This will result in happiness, or at least not dread or hatred at work. And you can do this in how you talk about your work. Any big change starts with having the right mindset before taking action. From this moment forward, I want you to stop thinking that things can't be changed or that this is the way your firm or industry has always done it, so you can't change it. Instead of thinking of reasons new ways of approaching proposals wouldn't work, you will now start thinking with a how mentality. I will challenge you to approach every new or challenging situation with the how can we mentality. So instead of we can never make this work or we can never submit this proposal by Friday, I want you to reframe the phrasing to how can we make this work or how can we get this proposal ready to submit by Friday. By reframing from a we can't because to a how can we question does a number of things. First, it turns us, the proposal manager, into a leader that is willing to step up and get the job done. And leadership always appreciates and recognizes those types of folks. It automatically turns the challenge into a collaborative effort that encourages everyone to contribute some thoughts or ideas on how to complete it. This then creates a sense of ownership among the team who's trying to solve the challenge. It eliminates the us against them mentality that often plagues marketing and technical professionals. It also allows for expansive thinking and builds on each other rather than closed type thinking. Lastly, it allows you to lead big changes at your firm. While this training is focused on proposals, you can really apply this how mindset to everything from business development to content marketing to even your next home renovation project. Another part of doing this is also doing your homework and being prepared. I have a mantra that I always want to be the most prepared person in the room, especially for proposal meetings or kickoff meetings. It really showed too. It really showed to the other participants in the meeting. I felt like they took me a bit more seriously and I started to earn their respect. In this module, I'll provide you with the tools and the ways you can be prepared for your proposal management efforts. And then finally, watch and gauge your audience or your team members. Not those who seem to be pointing guns at you or shooting down every idea or blocking you, but those who are responding positively. You want to feed off of their positive energy and their encouragement. So I wanted to kick off this module with recognizing some of the internal scripts that may be going through your mind as you watch the lessons. Remember that real change starts with shifting the way you think about approaching your work. I want to leave you with a challenge. For this week, I want you to stop yourself every time you are faced or think, "We can't" or "I can't." Then turn that sentence into a question that starts with, "How can I?" or "How can we?" Commit to this challenge by commenting below, "I commit." Then report back here with any aha moments or situations where reframing that statement turned a seemingly impossible situation into a doable one. It might feel uncomfortable, but just like anything, it will get better with practice. Remember, this course is about taking action. Challenge yourself with this first mindset shift opportunity.
Well, there you have it, my friends. For this week, I want you to stop yourself every time you are faced or think, "We can't" or "I can't," and then flip that sentence into a question that starts with, "How can I?" or "How can we?" Are you ready to make this challenge or commit to this challenge? If so, head over to the show notes over at marketerstakeflight.com/83 and type in the comments, "I commit." Then report back any aha moments or situations where reframing this statement turned a seemingly impossible situation into a doable one. Okay, my friends, that's all for me today. Until next time, bye for now.